December 17th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Do not get confused in a world so focused on consumerism and technology. Your goal of heaven must always be before you. You are now citizens in a confused world, but you must live your life as future citizens of heaven. Be examples to those around you, not as worldly people, but a holy people worthy of heaven. Inspire those whose lives you touch to have a similar goal of eternal salvation. Be joyful. Be holy. Make your goal of personal holiness known so as to encourage others in this lofty goal. Pray often as an example to others of using prayer as a solution to problems. Encourage others to trust in the power of prayer." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.